You're listening to SBS News.
The Socceroos needed to bounce back when they took on Palestine in their second match of the Asian Cup group phase. A first-up loss against Jordan meant there could be no slip-ups on Friday night in Dubai. It was a significant match for Jamie McLaren, with the striker netting his first goal for Australia. Here's how Fox Sports described the moment.
Now one might come as Rogic gets rid of one defender, whips one in, McLaren! Jamie McLaren has his first international goal! He blew the earlier chance, but he does not waste that one.
Further goals by Awer Mabil and Apostolos Giannou completed a comfortable 3-0 win for Australia. According to midfielder Chris Economidis, the side has regained its momentum.
We're really finding our feet now. We're a young front line up there today, and I think it showed in our fluency up front and our diversity in interchanging each position. So I think we're just getting started. Exciting times ahead.
Australia plays Syria in its final group match in the early hours of Wednesday morning in Al Ain. India heads into Tuesday's second cricket one-day international in Adelaide, needing to beat Australia to keep its hopes alive of winning the three-match series. Australia won the opening match at the SCG in Sydney on Saturday night by 34 runs, thanks to a fine bowling performance by Jai Richardson. He took 4 wickets for just 26 runs in his 10 overs. After the match, Richardson said he was pleased with his own efforts, but also that of his teammates.
It's good to put a personal performance on the board, but I'm really excited in the way that Australian cricket's heading. The way we prepared for this game, the way that we did our research on the players, everything leading up to this game, I felt was absolutely perfect, and obviously the result tonight was ideal.
In women's cricket this weekend, Elise Perry became the first player, male or female, to reach 2,000 runs in the Big Bash competition. The Sydney Sixers star scored an unbeaten 67 to help her side to victory against the Melbourne Renegades in a match that also secured the minor premiership for her side. The attention of the tennis world will turn on Monday to Melbourne Park for the start of the Australian Open tournament. There were 2 positive results for local fans over the weekend. Teenager Alex de Minaur says he'll be fit and ready for his first round match on Monday, just 48 hours after his grueling Sydney International victory. De Minaur accounted for Italy's Andrea Seppi in straight sets on Saturday night. The 19-year-old Sydneysider said he's happy to be going to the Open on the back of his first professional victory.
It's crazy that this actually happened. I thought it wouldn't happen. Third time lucky. And you guys don't know how much it means to do it in front of all you guys, in front of my home. And thank you guys for the support all week, all year round, and I mean, there's nothing better than Sydney, is there?
De Minaur plays Portugal's Pedro Sousa in the first round at Melbourne Park. It wasn't such a fairy tale ending to Ashley Barty's Sydney international campaign. Australia's top-ranked female player lost her final to Petra Kvitova of the Czech Republic. In football action this weekend, Liverpool extended its lead at the top of the English Premier League to 7 points with a 1-0 away win at Brighton. Liverpool's nearest rivals on the ladder, Manchester City, don't play until early on Tuesday morning when they take on Wolves. In the A-League this weekend, there were wins for Melbourne City, Wellington Phoenix, Melbourne Victory and Sydney FC. The final match of round 14 was played in Perth on Sunday evening. The league leaders Perth Glory downed the Western Sydney Wanderers 4-3 in a dramatic match. Glory had to come from 3-1 down with just over 13 minutes remaining. In the W League, there were wins for Canberra, Newcastle, Sydney FC and Brisbane Roar. The Roar's 1-0 win on the road against Melbourne City came courtesy of English forward Chioma Ubagagu's second-half goal. It lifted Brisbane up into second place behind Melbourne Victory, but after the match, Ubagagu admitted it was a hard-earned victory.
They definitely put the pressure on us early. Missed a few key chances, but that's football. It's proud of the team. We kept strong defensively. We're all working really, really hard, trying to stay in shape and made our chance count.
John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.